Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. In a surprise move today, Governor Charlie Baker withdrew his recommendation for pardons in a controversial child sex abuse case that's been debated for decades. The governor's office announced that there was not enough support for the pardons of Gerald Amaralt and his sister, Sherald Amaralt Lefebvre. The siblings were convicted of abusing children at their family's daycare in Malden back in the 1980s. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following this story and joins us now. Hey, Deb.
Hi, Steve.
So what did the governor's office say about this decision to no longer recommend pardons for the Amaralts?
Well, Lieutenant Governor Karen Pulido read a statement at today's meeting of the governor's council, and she said the decision, the reversal really, was made after yesterday's lengthy governor's council hearing on the Amaralt pardons.
Following yesterday's hearing, it's apparent that there are not sufficient votes from the governor's council to support a pardon for the Amaralts. Therefore, the governor is withdrawing his pardon petition.
Now, the governor had recommended the pardons for the Amaralts last month, saying that he had doubts about the strength of the evidence on which the Amaralts were convicted. As you know, Steve, this case has been litigated for years, and the governor said he reviewed the previous legal rulings, and those raised questions about the techniques that were used to interview the children and whether the children's testimony had been manipulated.
Mm-hmm. So how are the accusers and their families reacting to this about-face?
Well, I spoke with two people who testified before the governor's council yesterday. Brenda Hurley McCarthy said that her daughter, who is now 42 years old, has never recovered from being abused by the Amaralts at the Fells Acre Day School in Malden. Hurley McCarthy said a pardon would have sent a message that young abuse accusers can't be believed.
Our children did not lie. They were not brainwashed. It was not overzealous prosecutors. They want everyone to believe they're innocent. They're not.
I also talked with Jen Bennett, who was one of the children who testified against the Amaralts during their trial in the mid-1980s. She's now 44 years old, a mother of three. She called today's reversal by the governor a relief, but Bennett said she's still concerned that the families involved were not notified before Baker announced the pardons.
I do thank them for doing the right thing, that I do got to say. I'm still very upset that it was handled wrong in the beginning, but they did do the right thing this time.
So, Deb, what did the Amaralt supporters say regarding this decision to withdraw the pardon request from the governor?
Well, the Amaralt's attorney, James Sultan, said that the governor's decision is terribly disappointing.
Finally, they thought they were actually going to get some justice and some relief, and instead they just got a rug pulled out from under them one final time. And it's just, it's sad and it's cruel.
And Sultan said yesterday's hearing was one-sided in his opinion. He said it was clear most of the counselors were not going to support the pardons. And during today's meeting, after the pardon withdrawals were announced, Counselor Marilyn Devaney, who has said that a friend of hers is among the families who accused the Amaralts, she said she's not sympathetic that Gerald Amaralt, who was called Tukey, would continue to be on parole and wear an ankle bracelet to monitor movements.
The child victims live forever with the memories of the physical and mental pain, the sexual assaults and threats by Tukey. They're never forgotten. They live a life sentence.
Now, did the attorney for the Amaralt say what they will do now?
Well, James Sultan said that the Amaralts are crushed, and he said it's not likely that they'll apply for clemency again. Gerald Amaralt's been out of prison since 2004. His parole is up next year. Both he and his sister Cheryl will continue to be required to register as sex offenders.
Okay, WBUR's Deborah Becker, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.